Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. The Bieber is back in the studio working on, well, I'm sure he's working on his sequel to My World, but he's also working on a holiday album. Entertainment reporter Jill Wilderman checking in from Hollywood right now. She's got the 411 on it. Jill, thanks for the time. Justin's tweeting about this album now, right?
Of course. He's calling it not your normal Christmas album. We can expect other artists to be on the album, which I'm excited about. Usher, Boyz II Men, and the band Perry, which I think is really cool. It's
wow.
A little country collab for the Biebs, and I hate to break it to you, but it might end up in your stocking, so I want to know how excited you are about that.
I could only hope that it ends up in my stocking, Jill. What are you talking about here?
He actually gave fans a little sneak peek last night in Rio for his song Mistletoe, which is already coming out October 18th, so we'll get a little sneak peek of the album, which will drop on November 1st, right in time for holiday shopping, so I can only imagine it's going to be huge. Every believer is going to want it in their stocking. They're going to want it under the tree. So I think it's going to do really well.
It's a little scary, though, Jill, that you're saying that he's releasing Justin Bieber as a Christmas single on October 18th. We're already at that time of year, really?
I know. It's even before Halloween. We are ahead of the game on this. But
you got to
start your shopping planning a little early, you know?
Absolutely. Well, hey, you know, speaking of the holidays and music buying in general, that has really changed drastically over the past 10 years. Because of really one man, and he is the co-founder of Apple. He passed away, of course, last night, Steve Jobs, at the age of 56. And a lot of musicians, a lot of artists have made a number of dollars off of course, iTunes and the way that he's kind of revolutionized the music industry model. What are some other artists and celebrities saying about his passing, Joe?
Well, everyone's, of course, showing an outpouring of support for such a legend, but especially Hollywood. I mean, we're all working from our Macs, and we're all, you know, like you said, we're all, people are selling music on iTunes and using your iPhones, of course. The list goes on and on. But people like Sean Kingston tweeted, RIP Steve Jobs, you'll be missed. I just heard the sad news, life's really short. Ashton Kutcher tweeted several times, one saying, I never thought I could be so busted up about the loss of someone I never met. And of course, Taylor Swift also tweeted saying, I never met Steve Jobs, but I always wanted to. What a tragic loss. I can't believe it. About to call my family and tell them I love them. So it really hit everyone hard, and I think everyone's still mourning and will be for a long time for such a great loss.
And obviously not just the music industry, but he changed a lot of different areas, a lot of different fields. Steve Jobs, again, passing away, of course, last night at the age of 56. Very sad stuff. Well, hey, entertainment reporter Jill Wilderman checking in from Hollywood with the latest 411. Jill, thank you so much.
Talk to you next time. Thanks.